Welcome. Today our theme is Where Goes Your Attention? So take a breath and turn that attention within. Bring attention to the breath. Now bring attention to the hands. Focus there and feel the energy in the hands. Take a breath. And bring attention to the feet. And feel the energy at the feet. This may feel like a pulsing or a tingling. And as you're aware of that life force energy, just settle into the silence and stillness. If in the moments just past, you had attention on the breath, and the feeling of the energy, you may have recognized that the stream of thoughts had ceased for those moments. And in that ceasing, you may have discovered that deep stillness that is there, and that it is always there. For I am is always present. And you may have, in that instant, entered into communion with yourself. It is in the stillness that I am. This is the power of your attention. But it goes both ways. When our attention is focused on the negative thoughts, the thoughts about being a finite person, a limited person, that is enclosed in a bag of bones, then those thoughts become dominant in the daily life experience. Our everyday is colored by where we place our attention. And that attention will be either on the negative thoughts and ideas and concepts that we have embraced as being mine, or these thoughts are about me, or it will be attentive to the higher reality of your being. It is not to say, where are these thoughts coming from? But rather to ask, are they the truth? Is this thought truth? Is this thought of any benefit? Is it uplifting? Is it inspiring? Is the thought kind or loving to myself or to what we call another? It is very wise to question any thought that is not. For when your attention stays with the unkind, the unloving, the judgmental, and that includes the judging of yourself, the unkindness in regards to yourself, question that instead of being taken back into that ride of suffering. We are not meant to suffer. We are not meant to be fearful, anxious, doubtful. That is not our nature. I feel that the thoughts that are of that nature are suffering unto us because they are not truth. The joyful part is as you practice the watching and the questioning, you will find the thoughts are deflated of their presumed power. One of the first signs of realization is that you are aware of the thoughts that talk going on in the head. That little voice that seems to be constantly talking. And talking on both sides of the conversation. I should, I shouldn't. The push me, pull me state of mind, I call it. You perhaps have found, as I have, that this talking doesn't really get anywhere. It seems to be mostly to do this, or you should do this, or I shouldn't do that. I should have done in the past such and such, or in the future, I need to be doing this constant merry-go-round of, as I have found out, just repetitional thoughts. same old thoughts over and over. The talk that goes in circles and never gets anywhere, like a merry-go-round. I think perhaps we're all familiar with that routine. But recognize, dear ones, we are the creators. There is no creation outside of our own being. We create our life experience by what we are holding to, by where our attention is focused. Is there unhappiness residing with you? Then check, look to see what beliefs you may be holding about happiness. Does happiness rely on having a companion? Does happiness rely on having a bigger house or a better car? Or is it your understanding that happiness is my nature? There is nothing that is needed nor necessary to be in happiness. And how about lack or limitation? Could be lack of, again, companionship, dollars in the purse, health, lack of health. But again, look at what is held as truth about lack or limitation. And how about the one I'm not there yet? Look close as to why this falsehood is taken in as truth. For you are there. Indeed, you have never left there. And how about the negative feelings and emotions? These too are accepted as truth. And we write great stories around these feelings and emotions. But by doing that, we hold them very close. Question the thoughts, question the feelings and emotions, even question the concepts. Anything, question anything that would attempt to deny what you truly are. Question any thought that would have you continue believing you are just a separate person, separated from God and all that God is in you, as you, and with you. If you are in desire of the outer manifestation to change, then it must come from within. It must come from another altitude of consciousness. Now, all that there is consciousness. There is a dross level, a heavy level of unknowing, being unaware of our natural self, our nature. It is what we all come through in ignorance of our rightful identity. But we do manifest the outer from the level of consciousness that we are holding as truth. When we hold as truth, the false ideas and beliefs, we manifest from that level of consciousness. When we rise in our understanding, when we release this idea of being a body and person, we manifest from that level of conscious realization. As we even take on the reality of God being ourself, our true nature, we manifest from a higher altitude of realization. Now, there is nothing wrong with any level. And I use that term very, very loosely, of consciousness. We have all come through each and every state and stage of level and state and stage of manifestation. But you can see that the negative altitude is of a heavy nature, such as the feeling of fear, depression, doubt, worry, anxiety. All of these have a heavy feeling when your attention is on them and embraced and believed. And you can perhaps see quite easily that the questioning of them and watching them instead of engaging, you begin to feel lighter, happier, more peaceful, even more energetic. Then, our daily experience becomes one reflecting the true nature of ourself. We are the creator. And if the negative has been brought about by our embracing it and believing it, then just so, the joy, peace, love, happiness, and abundance can be brought forth as well. It is always in our hands. God's hands. Let us pray. O Most Holy One, I am most grateful. My natural home is heaven, as is yours. My nature is happiness, peace, joy, and love, just as is yours, Holy One. I am weary of travel. My eyes are turned to home, and in joy, I return to the home I have never left. Thank you that it is so. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Om Namaste.